This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
From the wing. Bang! Gibson Jimerson hits another one.
Yes. Movement. Movement.
He's got 14 to lead all score.
Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. with the call in KMOX last night. Movement without the ball and the ability to put the ball in the hole. Gibson Jimerson, in his sixth year, is now the third leading scorer in Billiken history. He's already their all-time three-point shooter. The Billikens win the game 77-71, 23 for Jimerson, 23 for Isaiah Swope, and a happy coach. Coach Josh Schertz joins us on KMOX. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great. Our visit with Josh Schertz, sponsored by Royal Banks in Missouri. I was there last night calling it on the TV side. Entertaining game. I know that we're going to get into this a little bit. You're not exactly thrilled at how it was closed by your team.
Right. Well, you had a tough night. You had to carry Troy for 2 hours, so I don't envy. You had the hardest job in the building, so which was good. But no, we and you know, look, we did a lot of good things to put ourselves in position to win the game. There's no question about that. We had really good pockets of the game, but last 7-8 minutes was pretty unacceptable. You know, too many breakdowns on both ends, and you know, just didn't close it well. And I think there's a lot to be learned from that, gleaned from that. And it's always, you know, you got to learn and grow through every experience, but it's always better to learn and grow through wins than it is losses. But we certainly got to take some things back from that and look at it as coaches and players and, you know, what can we do different? Where can we get better? But, again, a lot of good things over 33, 34 minutes to put us in position. And then even down the stretch, some big stops. Gibson with a huge three to close it. And, you know, got ourselves across the finish line against a good team.
Yeah, and Swope was awesome. Now, he is running point and handling the ball a ton. And I know when Robbie Avila is in there as your trigger man, you are doing a lot of different things with the trigger. So maybe he's holding the ball a little bit longer than normal. I'm just trying to go back and review in my mind why that lead got away. You would have a much better grasp on this than me. But in my review, shot selection, maybe a couple of careless decisions here and there. I mean, how do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, there was a variety of things. I mean, we had in that stretch, we had a few good looks. I don't want to discount that. That didn't go in. Josiah, you know, had two great looks that we want him taking, missed them. Gibson had one or two really good looks that didn't go in. And then a couple shots that I'd like to have back that I thought were, you know, questionable shot selection. And the biggest thing was eight turnovers in those final, you know, 7-8 minutes. You know, just too many empty possessions where we didn't get a shot off, and whether that's trying to make a home run play, trying to do something more than what's there. We've got to be better, and you know, I've got to look at everything. You know, we're trying to get, you know, with this group, you know, closing is you're trying to figure it out. You know, obviously, you know, in a normal scenario, the game at the end of a game, I don't want to like make it bigger than it is, but certainly it slows down. And when it gets close late, you got to figure out kind of, you know, it becomes more half court and, you know, a little more of, you know, targeting or putting your best players in spots to make plays. And, you know, we've got to do a better job. And that's, you know, Isaiah knows he's got to be better in those closing situations. He wasn't in them a ton last year. We closed at Indiana State with Ryan and with Robbie together, usually in a two-man game. We don't have a two-man game right now with the current roster makeup. So we got to figure out and manipulate things a little more. But I got to do a better job of putting guys in position, and we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. And then defensively, you know, just too many breakdowns. You know, we had a big rebound late. We they're trying to foul us. We turn and throw it right to them, leads to a three. You know, we give up a layup, two layups late. You know, one on a zone press. We're going in the zone, and they dribble 94 feet and lay it in. So there's a lot on both ends when you have a lead that big and it gets that close. That go wrong, and we've got to look to, you know, go back and correct it. The win doesn't doesn't minimize or negate the last 6-7 minutes, and the last 6-7 minutes doesn't negate a lot of the good things we did either. You know, we got to learn and grow through both.
Yeah, I totally hear that. I'm going to get into a couple of positive things that I saw, but I had a question about McCautry. What happened there? He's a freshman, so was he making some mistakes that you just didn't enjoy, and he didn't play in the second half?
Yeah, it was just, you know, I mean, and nothing with Amari. You know, I mean, obviously I love him. I love his talent. You know, he just had some loose turnovers in a game like that. And you know, I went to Josiah late in the first half, and I thought Josiah played with a good pop, good burst. Thought, he put some pressure on the rim. And so, you know, second half, I went back to Josiah. I didn't think, you know, Kobe looked a little bit tentative, maybe just the shoulder. I'm not sure, but he wasn't, you know, playing with much force or pop. I thought out of those three, Josiah was last night the most impactful guy. Got downhill, touched paint. Thought he did a pretty good job defensively. And so it was good to see from Joe. And if Josiah wasn't playing well, I would have gone back with Amari. But I thought Amari was a little loose with the ball for sure in the first half. Had a couple plays he could have made on drives to make plays for others. Had a couple turnovers. And, you know, Joe, I thought, you know, last night, and they're trying to play it in a one. You know, all we're doing is playing to win the game last night. Joe gave us the best chance to win last night.
Billikens win it by a final of 77-71. Kalu Anya, I had no idea that he had that kind of ability to distribute. This guy's dishing assists. This guy's dishing assists left and right.
Yeah, it was good to see. It was good to see. You know, Kalu's made some really good passes. I thought he was obviously terrific. You know, he's a guy that can, you know, has a unique skill set. We got to get him doing some things better. He's got to get in the seams better. He's got to attack the ball in the read spot better so he can finish some of those plays. He's got to make free throws. But his rebounding, I thought he made some great passes last night. His defense was fantastic. Guarded everybody on the floor, 1 through 5. Switched and made things difficult. I thought his post D was great. I thought, you know, his offensive rebounding down the stretch, along with Gibson's shot, closed the game. Like that possession from, you know, when we got the ball back with whatever, 145, 150 left, and Gibson made the three with whatever, 50-some seconds on the clock. I mean, that was Kalu going and getting multiple offensive rebounds. And so having a night like that with, you know, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, what he did defensively, invaluable. And now we got to continue to help him like all the guys. You know, he's got to grow in, you know, understanding how to get in the seams and play more in the seams. He's got to, like I said, attack the catches in the read spot, finish those plays, and he's got to make free throws. But he did a lot of good. You talk about a guy who was impactful in winning. He touched and put his fingerprints on that game on both ends of the floor through his passing, his rebounding, getting downhill. He did a lot of things to help our team last night, for sure.
Absolutely. A Kellen Thames-type game. You know, he did a lot of different things. And you've got a nice-looking team here. And we all know that it could look even better with Robbie Avila. If this comes together for you with Robbie as the maestro, let's say, of this symphony, this orchestra, it could be a lot of fun. What is the latest on Robbie? How is he feeling? And what are the next steps here?
Yeah, so he's doing, he did a little bit of a jog on the they call it the anti-gravity, so it's just like, it takes the pressure off the joint, but you can run, you just obviously takes the weight off, so it's a little bit different, but he did that yesterday. Hasn't done anything on the court yet. They're working on flexion, range of motion. There's all these different things that he's got to get to before he can start, on the court running and cutting and, and jumping and those type of things. So the hope is, he's in there this morning. I know he's meeting with a medical team. He does it on, he'll be there this morning working with them. And then we'll have an idea tomorrow of kind of, all right, this is where he is. These are the benchmarks he's got to hit. And, the North Star was always the Wichita State game. I don't know that's going to be. That's, 18 days from when he sprained it in South Dakota. So that's, a quicker timeline. The last time he was back in 28 days playing, he was back on the court in 25 days. So, it'd basically be a 10-day, advance. If he misses it, he misses it. Obviously we want him back. He's without question, our best player and, makes a lot of what we do go on both ends of the floor. And we kind of put the roster, around him and his ability to do things. And that closing time, he's about as good as it is, in that critical offense deal. But, he's got to be healthy. There's a difference in return to play and return to performance. We want him to be out there healthy. He can't just come back and hobble out there. So, it'll take what it takes. The hope is I still, have hope that he can be ready for Friday. But I would certainly, I wouldn't bet any money on that. I think we got to see how he does this week. And if he misses that one, then there's a chance that depending on how it goes, just because we play, I think, three games in 5 or 6 days, it would maybe be, December 2nd against Jackson State would maybe be the next window, unless I'm, wrong and there's something in between. But it'll be hard to see if he can't be ready to go the 22nd, that he could be ready to go the 25th or 27th without any practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens. A couple of things left for him. That is a late start, a 9:30 tip on Friday night against Wichita State, kind of like one of those late night NCAA tournament games. That's how I look at it. We'll have it on KMOX, of course. How is Wichita State? What are you going up against here?
I think, so far, I think the best team we've played by a pretty good margin, undefeated right now. They got Monmouth. I think tomorrow, if they win that at home, they'll be 4-0 going in. But they won on the road, won a big one at Western Kentucky. They're a really good basketball team. They've done a good job, well-coached, talent, got dynamic guards, good, decent size. They're physical, explosive, really good offensive team, can guard you, beat you up on the glass a little bit. So I think, we've certainly have the first four. That'll be our stiffest challenge to date. I think we got a lot of really good games in this first semester, but in those first four, there's no question Friday night in Kansas City will be the highest line in terms of what we've got to get to. The biggest, they'll challenge us more than anybody has here these first three.
And then finally, can you give us an overview of these three signees that you announced this past week, Luke Leskowski, Cam Hudson, and Jax Kerr? Who are we going to see here?
Yeah, we really are excited about these three freshmen. You know, we want to do this. We've always been a development program. We want to remain that, where guys come in and, you know, we bring them along, they get better. These three guys, you know, fit us really, really well. Cam Hudson, you know, was a guy I watched this summer, really, really love his game. I mean, you know, he's 6'6", really good athlete, got the right kind of body, similar to Amari's. Where he's got the size. He's more of a wing than Amari, but he can handle the basketball. He shoots the three really well, but physical, confrontational driver, has great defensive versatility, and is a guy we think could be a star. Luke Leskowski, 6'8", unbelievable instincts, elite shooter, has elite cutting instincts. You know, I think he just fits our system really well. He understands how to play, highest level shooter, with terrific instincts defensively, has the same instincts. He knows where to be. He's in the right places. He's got a good toughness, really cerebral, high IQ, high processing guy, and with an elite, you know, an elite skill and a skill we really value. And then Jax Kerr, I think he's kind of the prototype for, you know, what the game is becoming. He's the guy that has great mobility and shot blocking. You know, he's a center. He's skinny. He's got to, you know, continue to put on strength and weight. But he's got this, you know, mobility, and he's a terrific shot blocker. Got really long arms, you know, 7'2", 7'3", wingspan. And then he steps out and he shoots over 40% from three. And so he protects the paint and clogs the paint on one end. And then he's got the ability with his shooting gravity to open the paint up for drives and has that, you know, the ability to step out and really shoot the basketball at a high level. So super excited about all three guys. They're guys that fit the system. They fit the culture, you know, what we want Billiken basketball to be. And we think, you know, with some of the young guys we have in the program, you know, we're going to be able to really build with these guys as we go forward. But all three can shoot at a high level. All three are great kids, great teammates, and really good competitors. So could not be more excited to add those guys to the fold.
It'll be a lot of fun to follow their journey. And as always, we follow the Billikens' journey, and they have a game on Friday night at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, 9:30 on Friday night as they take on Wichita State. Coach Josh Schertz with us. Fun game last night, Coach. Thanks, as always, for being with us.
I appreciate you having me on, as always, and look forward to seeing you guys Friday night. Make sure you get your nap in so we're all awake for the tip and ready to go through and to an 11:30 finish. So hopefully the fans, everybody does as well. So we look forward to hopefully having a great group travel and should be a whale of a basketball game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com